I am not. I don't make fun of you often.
No, but sometimes you do.
But that's like, that's what we do. That's part of my love language.
Can I tell them? Can what? I tell them the story of how you got punched in the chest? No. This could totally like play into our
okay,
topic.
Fine. Go for it.
We don't have to start it like that.
Just say it.
We were hanging out at a bar in Boston at a 90s themed party and having a conversation with this new woman that we had just met. And we became good friends pretty quick, I feel.
I feel like we did.
She was fun.
But she's from Canada. You know, I don't know if they do it differently over there, but.
You know, we're all laughing and having a good time. And she cracked a joke or something. And like, you know, when people reach over and kind of like tap your shoulder, like to remind you to laugh or like whatever with you. But she full on like slammed your chest.
She punched me, guys. She punched you. She straight up punched me in my chest. And like any strong mask lesbian, I fucking pulled my shoulder in and I was like, ow, what the fuck? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So
it was an experience.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. We're talking about gender roles today, which is what I think made me think of that, because you were the only mask lesbian in the group and she kind of treated you like a real bro.
Yeah.
Like you were a dude, kind of, for a second.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And I recently was talking about it on TikTok. Just, I think I was under the impression that by coming out, there wouldn't be quite as much of this idea that there's still gender roles, but I'm learning that there kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
Like this assumption that even lesbian couples have like a more masculine and a more feminine person in the relationship, and that there's one that's like supposed to do certain things. And I don't think we're like that.
Yeah, we're not. I will say in my relationship with Tommy while we were married, I had the masculine role. He had the feminine role. And I would be like on the weekends working in the garage and he would be in the house like doing something.
Tommy's folding not laundry, your average man.
Folding laundry or something.
Yeah.
But with us, I think since for me coming out non-binary, I don't really feel attached to any one gender. So I don't really see, I don't feel like I have a certain role in this. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like I was saying earlier, I think that plays a part in why our relationship works as well as it does. Like we were just watching a video and she was saying that if there's two drivers in the front seat, right? Because usually there's a driver and there's a quote unquote passenger princess. Mm-hmm. But she was saying if there's two drivers instead, then it's too much of this like headbutting war of dominance in the masculine area. Mm-hmm. And that typically, like, because femmes get labeled passenger princess, that's their masculinity trying to come out, but like not quite being allowed to. And I think that's silly. I think that's so silly because I would label both of us the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100% of the time.
We equally drive, yeah.
Yeah, and we equally offer to let the other one drive. Like, I don't know. That's just weird to me to
put somebody in, like, some type of role and say, like, these are the different things you're allowed to do because you're the more masculine one.
Or you're, yeah, or things that you're not allowed to do because you present yourself in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the whole like, mask term, I feel like it's more of a style versus the way you carry yourself, because I think it's more about just like being into certain style of clothing or hairstyle. And yeah. I think for,
what did she call it, physicality?
Yeah, physicality.
And that was another thing I disagreed with, that I think we watched a video where she said it doesn't have anything to do with your physicality. And I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like you just explained, it, like, that's where people get their first assumption. So it clearly has something to do with it.
Yeah. So what would be something that, I guess, like, what are some things that I do that fit in the category? Because now I'm like sitting here wondering, like,
what fits you in the category of being more masculine, you mean? I think everything you do with a very masculine presence about yourself. That was one of the very first things I picked up about you when I met you. Even when you were presenting more feminine, your body language itself, no matter what you're wearing, is more of a masculine presentation.
I feel like
the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move your hands, even, like, all of it.
But I feel like nobody recognized that until I cut all my hair off. And then they were like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, maybe. I could see why some other people might feel that way. But I had never met you. And it, like, the minute you walked towards me in the airport, I was like, what the fuck? Not what I expected, but so much better, I guess. Better than I expected. But yeah, that's one thing. I don't know. You do a lot of the heavy lifting. You're never afraid to try all of the harder things. Like, when we build stuff, we build it together. When we remodel stuff, we, like, I don't know. We do it all together.
Yeah,
you do it all.
Yeah, I would say some, like, key differences. And this is, again, going based on style. Like, when you wear, like, tighter or, like, lacier things, like, I don't, like, I just.
You can't do that.
And I, like, I don't feel like that has anything to do with the way I present. It's just, like, more of a, like, sensory thing or something.
Yeah,
like,
just the style preference,
the
too.
Thought of something tight on me and constricting and, like, lacy, itchy.
I will say, as often as we talk about sharing a closet, and as cool as it is, there are things that both of us own that neither of us would actually ever wear. I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I own things that you would never actually wear, but, like, even when I was wearing your pants the other day, mm-hmm. it was cool for the day, but, like, it didn't feel like me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kept telling you, like, oh, my God, that outfit looks so
they
great
were, like,
on
what,
you.
Men's slacks? What
yeah,
are those?
Just, like, your, like, gray docker pants. Type yeah. of pants.
Yeah. And I just didn't, I don't know. I do wear so much tighter of clothing. You dress very masculine compared to me. Like, even your cut-off jean shorts, I don't feel like I pull them off at all.
Mm.
I don't pull off that style, but you pull it off really well.
Well, that's good because that's where I feel most comfortable.
I will say, as masculine as you are, all of that changes the minute we crawl into bed, folks. Kirby does become so precious, such a little baby.
An angel baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you become my little mask angel baby.
Yeah. And that's something that's nice, too, when you can, like, peel it all away, strip it all away, and, like, just be who you are mm-hmm. without anything giving anybody else the perception, you know? You mm-hmm. just are. You just exist.
I was even trying to think just now, like, of some femme qualities that I would say you still have, but I, like, you don't even wear makeup anymore.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
at
we
all.
Were just talking about this, that, like, someday I'm going to sit and I'm going to do your makeup again. Just for, like, a video for shits and giggles.
Yeah, it's been over a year since I've not put a single
speck of makeup. I think if you walked out with makeup on, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't think I could do it.
I don't think you could do it either. I mean, you would look great.
I never really knew what I was doing when I was doing it. So, like, I just kind of made that
shit
up.
You were good at makeup when you wore it.
I don't feel like I was.
It changes your whole look, though. And I feel like your look right now is the most you it's ever been. Mm-hmm. Obviously. I mean, you strip away everything, the hair, the makeup, you do become the most authentic version mm-hmm. of yourself.
Yep.
I like it.
Well, I like that you are both, like, you have extreme femme qualities and then mm-hmm. more.
Especially physically.
More mask qualities in a lot of areas, too. And I.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like
it's because I'm strong, right?
Well, yeah, you're
strong like bull.
You're very strong.
Just kidding.
You're very strong, and I don't know. Sometimes the way you sit or talk and carry yourself, like you're not super girly.
You've never told me that.
Yeah,
I don't think you've ever told me that.
I think I feel very comfortable around you because of that. Because you're just like we can be bros for a minute. Mm-hmm. We can be best friends. We can be besties. We can sit and spend hours making up a dance routine or, you know.
We made up a dance routine. We didn't make it up. We practiced a dance routine in the middle of a
bar.
Like,
we didn't care that anybody
around
else was around. We were just like, this is kind of lame. Let's just, like, see what kind of dance moves we got here.
That's...
No, but, like, we can do so many, like, things. But I feel like when it comes to... like when it was like putting the treadmill together, putting something together, like getting the drill and hanging a lot of the stuff up. I think you jump into that role and I'm really comfortable with you jumping into that role and you take lead in that space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a masculine quality. That's a level of confidence to say like, I'm going to hold this up. I'm going to be the one on top of the ladder at the very top with the sprayer in my hand and do this. It's a very
I was scared.
Yeah.
I tried not to show it. I tried to be tough.
But you were tough.
I was so scared.
Oh, I would have fallen off. So there's that. But yeah, so I like our non-gender roles. I think it's very gentle.
Yeah, me too. And I think that I'm going to do more talking about it as I continue to think of more things, because I think that there are things daily that I'm like, yeah, there it is again. Like just things that we both jump in to do at the same exact time or would do if the other person wasn't there, and just always kind of like this push pull, like who's it gonna be, who's gonna get there first,
who's
like
driving.
When we were running to the swing at the little Nerf gun war or whatever, both of us spotted the swing at the same time and like just went sprinting for it. It's like how we address everything.
Yeah, I love it. But okay, so now turning the tables a little bit, and the comment that I get from outside people or a lot of straight cis men are, why are you a lesbian trying to date somebody that looks like a man?
Looks like, yeah, I've read that so many times, and I think it's really silly because like what's under the clothing still didn't change. Like, and even if there are parts of it that did, women have qualities that have absolutely nothing to do with what they look like. It's all internal. Mm-hmm. It's their emotional intelligence and their sensitivity and ability to like be calm and listen, and those are like inner qualities that it doesn't matter what you looked like.
Yeah.
And there are some men that have those qualities.
But not many. And that's just like scientific fact that like men do not have the same emotional intelligence.
It's actually really interesting if you research like the book we're reading. I wish I had it, because there's a part in there where it talks about women's brains versus men's brains, and it's not just emotional intelligence. The list is quite long of all of the different areas in which women have better stats.
Yeah, so
we're pretty amazing.
We are pretty amazing,
actually.
I think that for me, when I get questioned, why are you trying to look like a boy? I get that one. I don't get the man so much. I get more of like, why do you look like a 14-year-old boy?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe there is some truth to that, of because I came out later in life and when I was probably my most comfortable self was in my teenage years, when I didn't feel like I had to be any type of person other than myself. And I had a very teenage boy style. And I think I fall back to that.
Part of it too is all of the years that you probably would have dressed like you're dressing right now, but you were suppressed into dressing, whether it was when you were young and you had to do modeling shows that you didn't want to, or when you were like a young adult working at places that you just like were expected to wear heels and tight dresses. Like, you probably would have chosen to dress more like what you're doing now.
I think like for me, yes, I would have 100%. I had, with different career job opportunities, when you get a new job and you're like, okay, I want to go get a new wardrobe, I would have some of my more girly friends go shopping with me and pick out, help me pick out the clothes, because I was not good at finding those femme, like casual business, casual outfits. So getting all that and knowing like, oh my God, I would never wear this, but I'm going to wear it to this job and I'm going to play the part and I'm going to dress for the role that I want. Right. So, but I think what changed was having really TikTok and maybe Instagram too, but like TikTok for sure, of having people have a platform and sharing their styles, when it's like non-binary mask lesbian fit checks or outfits, you know, like being able to see how other people are dressing and how to take the styles. And like after coming out, I feel like a lot of the clothes I've had for, as Trump would say, many, many years. I've had my clothes. And so there was not
a lot of it just has to do with how you're styling.
Yeah.
Them.
So I was like, yeah, I have a bunch of flannels. And
yeah.
Okay, lesbians like wearing flannels. I've always liked wearing flannels. Yeah. What, you know, I don't know. But what I'm saying is like a lot of the stuff I had was already existing. I just didn't know like I could tie it up the way it was or, you know, style it up the way
it was. Put a little twist on it. I think it's cool that you are still very much so in like the very professional world multiple days a week and you have learned how to like have a professional new style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm personally a big fan of like the pants that you wear, your lower region when you get ready for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls' butts, women's butts make men's pants look much better than men's butts do. So there's that.
Yeah.
Anatomy works well in that.
I do feel category. So comfortable these days dressing how I want to. And I guess if that makes me look like a 14-year-old boy, I guess like that's okay too.
Yeah. I don't see, I don't know. I don't see you looking like a 14-year-old boy when we're out and about.
I mean, I could see
maybe from
like
a distance, like from far distance.
And I could see like, you know, somebody who's in their 40s, I'm turning 44, like,
which you don't
like
look
wearing a hat backwards or wearing like a certain outfit. Like, yeah, that is a younger style. But like somebody would find something to say, like if I was all of a sudden wearing like halter tops and like heels and like had like other things, you know what I mean? Like no matter what, somebody's going to be like, oh, now they're wearing this. Unless
the thing about it too, though, is that you dress for comfort and functional. How would you put it? Functionality. Like even when we were walking through the airport yesterday, and your hair was like quite literally sticking to your fucking forehead from flying, and you were like, "I grabbed your hat for you and handed it to you." Like it was functioning the way that it was supposed to fucking function. And yeah, you were wearing it backwards, but like a lot of people that dress for not comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
At least you're winning in that category.
Yeah,
I'm a very comfortable dresser.
I'm always comfortable. And like, shit, like I think back to like the times that I did wear like a full-on bikini or something lacy. That was like more like showing more skin than I typically would show now. And I think back on like how uncomfortable I felt just like bending, moving around. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you think of yourself as a mom, like at a beach in any type of bathing suit and you're crouching down trying to dig sandcastles with your kids with like your butt cheeks sticking out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. To me, like, would a guy like be cool with that too? Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? No. Like, give me a pair of shorts.
90%
and, like, let me cover
of the time,
up.
I'd venture to say women do not dress as comfortably as they would like to.
That's why the first thing they do when they walk through the
take
door
that,
after
oh my God,
work is
off.
Like change into like a comfortable t-shirt and pants because you're like, finally I can
at the
be
end of
what
the
I
night
want.
Taking
yeah.
my bra off and like just like scratching my like rib mm-hmm. area. Mm, it's like the best feeling in the whole world.
So like that's a good feeling for you. But for me as a non-binary person that also like has an opportunity to take my sports bra off or whatever, my binder off, a lot of the times I don't like to, but for a second. I want to mm-hmm. take it off for a second, let them breathe, and then
and
put it right back,
put
on.
It back on.
And
yeah.
that is, I think, a common thing with more mass lesbians is like, you don't take that sports bra off. You just don't.
Yeah.
And add another piece of being non-binary where like there's a lot of times where like in my head I'm like, I don't want these. I don't need these. I don't want these. And, yeah. you know I've talked about it before of like going back and forth whether or not I am going to get top surgery. And even though I've been curious about it and I love watching other people's journeys and seeing like.
And we've been seeing some incredible surgery.
Oh my
outcomes,
God. I feel like they're just getting
where
so good.
We had to like investigate. We were like, hold on. Did they actually, what is happening? Because it looks so good.
Yeah,
you'd
so good.
Never know.
So. For me right now, surgery is not something that I'm like looking into, but I also don't want to feel my chest up against my shirt. Like I don't want to feel rubbing. I don't want to feel any type
like the
of
heaviness
like
of
the
it
heaviness
or the
movement or anything. I don't want to feel any of that. So
yeah.
most of the times, like I still sleep with, I won't sleep with a binder on, but I'll sleep with the tighter sports bra on.
Yeah. I'm always surprised. Well, I was at first anyway, because I can't do it. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, it's what feels comfortable, you know, yeah. And like if everything, something fit. But the fact that people are so pressed to sit there and say like, well, you're going to dress like a man, you better be a man. Mm-hmm. Or, okay, you
know what I think part of that is? You say you're
a lesbian, but you go date somebody that looks like a man.
Part, I think a lot of the people that make that comment are men for the most part. I've never seen a woman say that. And I think a lot of it is jealousy. Jealousy that women are out doing everything that a man can do plus more.
Plus more. And let's just talk about the plus more for a minute. Because like, if you're not familiar with a lesbian relationship, really lesbian relationships are threatening to men. They should be, because yes, I can look like I can look like whatever.
You could look like a 44-year-old woman if you wanted to.
If I wanted
like
to.
That.
Yeah, if I wanted to. Now, but like throw in the fact that I'm going to go get a pedicure with you, get a manicure with you, buy you flowers, receive flowers, bring home candy, sit in bed and read the same book right next to you. Mm-hmm. If your husband's sitting in bed and you guys are in a fucking book club together, I want to know about it.
Because, or like I don't sitting feel like in that bed happens. Eating Starbursts and laughing until you're literally crying, like
learning dance routines together,
all
sitting
of it.
In a bubble bath with your toes touching, or like wrapped around each other with candles going. Scrolling on Pinterest. Ladies, let me know, like in this video on like comment, let us know if like your husband's doing that, because I'm going to venture to say they're probably not.
I am on the same page. That's not happening.
Are they DoorDashing you if you're not in the, you know, living together, are they DoorDashing you food? Or maybe you just started your period and all of a sudden you have a craving and it's like you need some Midol and some cupcakes and tampon. Like, are they doing the gift basket?
Without even being asked to? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
With no
And
with
that's
no
the
ask.
Key though, because like all of these things are being done without any mention of want. It's just I did this for
and
you.
And we're not trying to fix anything right away either. Like, I want you to sit down and tell me about your feelings.
Like, actually
like
talk?
I'm gonna ask like how that made you feel, and yeah. I'm gonna want to know all about it, and we're gonna talk about it, and then we might even transfer it into our journal, our shared journal together, mm-hmm. and then read about it and discuss it later,
and then we'll talk about it on the podcast as
so
the
like,
last thing.
That's the other side of it, and
men hear all of that and they're like, oh fuck that, never could
yeah
I.
They think like, that's too much work. It's like they're pressed the fact that they even got to take you out to dinner.
Yeah.
Like, spend a little bit of extra money. And I'm over here like, what percentage of my budget goes to what piece of the pie does Ember get to make sure that I'm like able to shower her with all the love and affection? Mm-hmm. Like, that is a priority in my list. And yeah. I think, yeah, you're not going to always get, I don't know. I do say all the time, like, I don't want to like scare straight women, and I don't want to discredit it. Like, if you have a good healthy relationship, like, love that for you. Sometimes hard for me to understand these days, but love that.
In the back of my mind I'm like, I do love it for them, I really do, but also like, have you ever tried the other side? I'm just curious, have you ever
we're not pushing this because like I used to be the person that was like, the grass is greener on the other side. Only where you're watering it, it's greener. If you're watering something in your relationship, it's going to naturally get greener. Yes, that's true. But I'm also here to tell you, like, fucking A, the grass is greener on the
there
other side.
There are certain states where grass just grows better, you know?
Yeah. So
that type of thing.
I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, we're not man-hating by any means. Do you, if you got a good man, high five all the way around the room, high five. I'm just saying,
but have
like,
you ever tried the other side?
Don't say that Ember's trying to date a man when, like, number one, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. And like the part, I still have a vajay, like the part is still the part, and yeah. That's why we say if we have to check a box, we check the lesbian box, because at the end of the day, it's both. That's what we're attracted to. That's what, you know,
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just like moving forward, I don't know. I feel like in everybody's relationship, if you feel like you do fall under a certain category of like more of the one that always steps back and lets the other person take the reins, or maybe you're the one that's always doing everything and you feel like you are the superior, like, or maybe superior is not a great word, but like the initiator, the mm-hmm. whatever, take charger,
mm-hmm.
like try to cross those lines a little bit and try to do, play that other role for a little bit and see how it feels.
Yeah.
Because it's actually, well, it's nice to be able to like step back sometimes, or to be able to say like, no, today I do want to drive. Like, can I have the keys? Or even
just like dom versus sub, like.
Play around with that.
Play too. With that. Because when we tested those boundaries, that was a little eye-opening for me, where I was like, wow, I really do like sub, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, you learn that you enjoy things inside, outside the bedroom. It doesn't matter that you'll surprise yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you might learn that your relationship doesn't have quite so much of a gender role as you might have thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even just like start to say, this week I'm going to pick the date and I'm going to be in charge and you just sit back.
But then what if we woke up that day and it was like, no way.
What do you mean?
You know, like if you planned it out like that, I feel like it has to be such an on the spot thing. Because it all depends on like what's happening in the moment, no? Because I could be like, yeah. All right, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and dominate the day. I'm going to top you all day. And oh, then yeah. I'm like, no, I'm just not having that kind of day. I'm just super like not in the mood.
You might turn into like a little baby and then I have to just like you might have rock to rock you me to back sleep. And forth. Yeah, I will rock you back and forth.
You never know.
There's moments.
There are.
That's the other thing is like, I think for women, like your cycle plays a huge role in what lane you're in for 100%. That week, right? And if it's like, really, I mean, we get one good week out of the month, like one solid week where we're like, I'm feeling good mentally, physically, like shit is on track. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing great.
Right.
And then that crashes a little bit and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna start crying for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why all these, like, why do I want to go back to fourth grade and like revisit like this fucking traumatic experience, but like heal from, you know, like mm-hmm. all of this shit. And it's like, I think for, you know, when it's two women and you're understanding of that, then it's easier to be like, I know what you're feeling right now because I felt this. And I think that's the hard part for a man is like, he's like, I have no idea what's going on in there.
Yeah. I think you're the first person I've ever been able to, without the like a shadow of a doubt, be able to track like where we are both at and how that plays a role in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
women just understand like I understand what you're going through. And so I'm able to like put myself in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, we know what we know what we need. And like if we say like we're thirsty. Like, you know, you know, to get up and get the fucking water.
that's all you got to say.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. But then again, at the end of the day, just exist and actually take the time to want to do all of the things and spend quality time with your partner. But I don't expect everybody to be as obsessed as we are.
It's actually a little bit wild how we can do every single thing together 100% of the time, and like I would never get tired of it ever.
Well,
I get tired of myself more than I get tired of you.
Yeah, I start to feel like maybe I'm too much sometimes, like after we've been nonstop.
Same. I'm like, should I just not talk? I know, for a I'm little
like
bit?
Maybe I should just like disappear for a second.
I'm glad you have felt that, because so have I.
You really?
Oh yeah, maybe even a little bit this morning.
Same though. In the shower.
Right. Well, yeah. Right before.
Yeah, because I took my shower after you, and mm-hmm. I was like, maybe we need some time apart. Yeah. Maybe it's a good thing we're not showering together right now. Maybe we needed separate showers. But
it wasn't
showers.
Because of you. It was because of myself. I was like, maybe they don't want to be around me for a minute.
Interesting. This is we're unlocking something here.
We're opening new doors.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah, maybe we were just feeling, you know, we were getting ready for Jet's party. And there was a time crunch and we were kind of just jumped into the day right away without a center connection like we typically have.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I think there's like this high that you come off of after vacation-ish vibes as well, like traveling in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an adjustment back to being at the house and, Yeah, but
well, it's also draining when you go to a conference and you're around people nonstop, you're networking, you're taking a lot of information in and trying to process all of that and absorb it and make sure you can like re-articulate it at some point to other people, right? And then you're
it's
sensory overload. It's sensory overload and then
interaction.
Yeah, just trying to be like anytime you're sociable, like mm-hmm. whether it's a small kid's birthday party or a work event or anything, it can take a lot out of you, not just in the moment, but the anxiety or angst or whatever you might be feeling leading into it and then coming off of that high and then like settling back into life. And it's like
jet lag.
I have anxiety knowing tomorrow's Monday. And it's like, I just was at a conference for 4 days and now I have to jump back into work. And that's can be a scary feeling when you're like, where, how do I pick up where I left off mm-hmm. and make sure that I'm still doing the best work I can do and all of the things and mm-hmm. be present at home and jump back into all of that. Just like your day-to-day stuff. It's no longer a new town where you can just make an excuse like, I just have to meet people and go to dinner.
Yeah. You know? Yep. Exactly. Well, I think you're doing great. And I'm glad you're not tired of me and I'm just tired of myself.
I get tired of myself. I think it's normal.
Yeah.
I think it's more normal than it, people admit. But I'm here admitting it, that I get tired of myself. I think I'm too much or I think I'm not good enough and I get in my head mm-hmm. just as much. But here I am.
Here we are.
Showing up. That's just like really like, that's all you really got to do. You shouldn't overthink anything. Like as long as you're showing up, like that is like probably the hardest part.
Yeah. Yep.
And I tell myself that every day. I'm like, I showed up. Like that is the biggest thing for the day.
Yeah. And showing up one day might look completely different than it does the next day. And that's okay. Just mm-hmm. show up at whatever level you're able to show up at.
Yep. There was, so many good little nuggets from this conference that I was just at. And I did like a meetup with the LGBTQ plus community, really. Yeah. And they had some prompt questions for us to break up into groups and talk about them. And one of the things that came up was obviously with it being extremely close, we're under 50 days of election day. And so it's a lot for people emotionally to take on. And, you know, if things go the way that we don't want them to, how do you deal with that? What does that look like? People are making plans about like moving, like completely moving the state that they live in, the country that they live in. You know, people want to leave America, all of these different things. And this one woman spoke up and said, like, for her team, she's allowing people to take a couple days, a day or two after election to just process, to
prepare, process,
grieve, whatever it is you might need to be doing at that time. They're not expecting people just to jump right in and go right back to work as if nothing happened the next day when it's so devastating and it changes so many different things for so many different people. There's so many emotions involved. And I think that way with a lot of things that we don't slow down and stop when there is a huge crisis, when there's a mass shooting or just with so many things that happen, you know, when we watch a whole entire race get annihilated on our phones and then just keep showing up to work. Like none of the, like this doesn't affect us.
It goes all the way down to like having children being expected to go back to work. What, 4 to 6 weeks after you have a kid?
Well, I mean, like 6 weeks is standard for mm-hmm. most people. It's 6 weeks because they can't take the extra.
In general, humans just don't stop ever.
And like feel it. And so I think people are recognizing that and people are talking about that. And that made me really happy to hear this woman speaking about how she is managing her team and what she's going to allow because she knows how it affected her the last, you know, back in 2015 or 16, whatever year it was that Trump was last elected.
Right.
You know, that was devastating for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I think that that was one thing that like I kind of want to just think on a little bit more about like, you know, just in general, feeling things a little bit more and not just diving back in. So right now, me feeling like, oh my God, tomorrow's Monday. when you're listening to this, I'll already be in the middle of my day. So please send me good vibes. But no, just like, I can't like waste this like unknown feeling of anxiety right now. I will deal with it as it comes, but I'll also like take time to feel it out and make sure that I'm in a healthy mental state to process things. And if mm-hmm. I need a mental day, take a fucking mental day.
Yeah, take a mental day and then be present in the moment of that mental day. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Like making sure that you really are present, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give yourself a little bit more credit. If you're showing up and that's all you can offer, that's more than some people can do.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
I like your TED Talks. I'll always be front row, center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could listen to you all day.
And if you don't know, Ember's wearing one of our merch shirts.
Sweatshirts.
You know, we're gonna be putting these back up for sale.
Okay, we got re-inspired over the weekend and we have new exciting ideas and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
We have these amazing coffee mugs. We have these coffee mugs, these fashionably late coffee mugs and sweatshirts in almost every single flag mm-hmm. that you could think of. Yep. They are out there. We just have to put them back out there.
Yeah.
But they're out there.
Yep. We've got an Etsy shop, believe it or not. We just don't talk about it enough.
Like right before we were coming over to record, I said something like, oh, we should put some merch on the show today so the people watching and subscribing to YouTube can see it. Because we're going to be putting it back up for sale. And Jet, my 8-year-old, says,
you guys have merch?
You guys have merch? And I looked up and I said, what influencer doesn't have merch? Like, bro, you know,
get
mama's got
times.
Merch. Exactly. We got merch for days. And if you guys want some, let us know.
I'm excited about our new ideas. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Stay tuned because we always got ideas.
For now, we're going to go do a dance.
Yeah, we're going to go practice a dance routine. Maybe you'll see it on the old YouTube channel.
Make a little love.
Get down tonight. Okay, you guys. Well, we love you. And until next time.
Until next time.
Meet. You and me just get along. If you'd like to be a guest, we're